哎呦，现
o/desktop8iherch。
那真的是满屏皆是羽田军啊！他
Now it's really full of rain army everywhere。
又是会见各种政界要人啊！现
He is also meeting various political figures. /desktop8iherch。
现在又是北京到上海的1300多公里的15小时的这样一个直播哈。
Now it's another 1,300 kilometers from Beijing to Shanghai, a 15-hour live broadcast.
这明显就是展开了一场公关的反击战啊。
This is clearly a PR counterattack.
他说这个直播呢也是被逼的啊。
He said that this live broadcast was also forced/desktop8iherch.
听起来呢就好像有很多黑公关啊。
It seems like there are a lot of black PR people.
黑水军呢啊需要去回应。
What about the Blackwater Army? They need to respond.
但是我觉得逼他的有更深层次的原因啊。
However, I feel that there are deeper reasons behind this.
不是这些外部的因素。
It's not these external factors. /desktop8iherch.
而是来自小米内部的战略上的那种结构性的失序。
Instead, it's a structural disorder in Xiaomi's strategy originating from within.
我们来看一些事实啊。
Let's look at some facts. /desktop8iherch.
在前两天，小
Just 2 days ago. /desktop8iherch.
小米的核心创始人黎万强和洪峰呢，退出了小米科技的股东的名单。
Li Wanqing and Hong Feng, the core founders of Xiaomi Technology, have withdrawn from the list of shareholders.
那么原来小米的创始股东
So, the original shareholders of Xiaomi /desktop8iherch
为八大金刚的现
What are the 8 great warriors?
只剩两位
Now only 2 remain
一位是雷军
One is Lei Jun /desktop8iherch
一位是刘德
One is Liu De
那么雷军总他现在在小米科技里面的持股已经高达了 97.48%。
So, Lei Jun's current holdings in Xiaomi Technology have reached 97.48%。
而在港股的这个小米集团里面的持股呢也是高达 23%-24%。
And the Xiaomi Group's holdings in the Hong Kong stock market are as high as 23%。to 24%.
这就标志着整个小米这个集团呢。
This marks the entire Xiaomi Group. /desktop8iherch.
它基本上就是创业的团队就已经解散了。
Basically, the startup team has already disbanded.
现在整个集团呢，完全是集权于雷军总一人。
Currently, the entire group is completely centralized under one person, Mr. Lei.
这有真正的艺人公司。在创始团队离场的同时间呢
Here's a real example of a company losing its founders at the same time.
我们还看到整个股票也在跌哈。
We also see that the entire stock is falling.
到昨天是32块钱。
Yesterday, it was 32 yuan/desktop8iherch.
比起在去年六月份的62呢，几乎跌掉了一半。
Compared to June last year, which was almost half.
在这个过程里面
，In this process,
新速期的上市其实是算是成功的。
The IPO of ZenChuoki is actually considered a success.
而且小米汽车的整个销量呢其实不是很差的。那真正的销量问题呢是出现在小米手机上面的。
Moreover, the sales of Xiaomi cars are not bad. The real sales problem is on Xiaomi phones. /desktop8iherch.
今年一季
In the first quarter of this year,
度，小米手机的销量已经同比下滑了35%。
The sales of Xiaomi mobile phones have declined by 35% year on year.
那其中一个重要的原因呢，就是手机的成本啊。
One of the important reasons is the cost of the phone.
因为全球内存的因素呢。
Due to global memory factors.
这个成本就暴涨。
The cost has skyrocketed. / desktop AI Hirsch.
在这种暴涨的因素呢
？However, the factors that caused this surge are /desktop AI Hirsch.
对所有品牌都是公平的，对吧
？Is it fair to all brands?
但是现在看起来呢
？But now it looks like
它对小米用户的冲击是最大的。
The biggest impact on Xiaomi users is /desktop AI Hirsch.
那手机一涨价呢，就不谈忠诚度了啊。
But when the phone price increases, loyalty is no longer a concern.
大家都是用脚投票嘛。
Everyone votes with their feet.
都非常务实。
All are very practical. /desktop AI Hirsch.
现在整个小米还是有很多问题的哈。
There are still many problems with Xiaomi now.
但是我们看到林总呢，他还。
However, we can see the overall situation of Lin Zhang.
是孤注一掷的在搞汽车。
Focusing solely on the automotive industry /desktop AI Hirsch.
车，汽车行业不说是衰落。
The automotive industry is not in decline.
啊，起码它已经过了那个高速增长那个阶段了。
At least he has passed the stage of rapid growth.
存量在萎缩。
The stock is declining.
说而车企呢，就是内卷到了割喉竞争的那种状态。
And the car companies are in a state of intense competition, where they are constantly trying to outdo each other, leading to a vicious cycle of price wars and reduced profits. /desktop.8i Hirsch
互相捅刀
Mutual stabbing
最后就是大家都失血
Finally, everyone lost blood
血看谁撑的时间更长一点
Let's see who can last longer
所以你看林总这么执迷于汽车
So, you see, Lin Jian is so obsessed with cars
但是就算小米汽车卖到天下第一
However, even if Xiaomi's car sells to the number one in the world,
那又怎么样呢
What about it / desktop 8i Hirsch?